Okay, so now the next topic that comes up here is one that we saw the Gemara already, right? The Gemara had asked, how do we do Shavuos HaDayanim? How does this happen? And cited this Memra in the name of Rav Yehuda Marav that Mashpinos of a Shavua Amura B'Torah. And the Gemara wants to know what that means. What is a Shavua Amura B'Torah? And says, the Gemara says that this, the interpretation of this line depends on the Machlokes of Rav Chanina Bar Idi and the Rabbanan. If you hold like Rav Chanina Bar Idi, the Gemara says, then introduces us to this opinion, who requires Shem HaMiyuchad B'Shavuos HaDayanim. Okay, we'll see the original context of the Machlokes in a second, but for now the Gemara just cites it as he requires Shem HaMiyuchad B'Shavuos HaDayanim. So then that's what that means, right? Because the Pasuk Vashpiach Abba Shem Elokei Shemayim uses the Shem HaMiyuchad, and therefore that is the meaning of this name of Rav, is that you need to be Mashbiyah B'Shavua, you have to be Mashbiyah B'Sh Shem HaMiyuchad. However, says the Gemara, if you hold like the Rabbanan, right, the Rabbanan who say that you do not need Shem HaMiyuchad, so what does this phrase mean? And the Gemara goes on to say that it means, the way the Gemara phrases it is, if you hold like the Rabbanan, that even Bikinui, so then what does this phrase mean? So the Gemara answers it means Nikita Skevitz. All right, so prior, right, the last topic we did was Nikita Skevitz. Now let's turn our attention to the topic of Shem HaMiyuchad. Right, so what emerges from the Gemara here is that Rechanina Bar Idi requires Shem HaMiyuchad B'Shavuos HaDayanim, and the Rabbanan do not. Now, a priori, there are two possible ways to understand Shitas Rabbanan. One possibility is they disagree with Rechanina Bar Idi fundamentally. They don't require any kind of shame. They don't think that Haskar shame is necessary for B'Shavuos HaDayanim, at the very least. That's one possibility. Alternatively, they agree with the principle, you need shame, but they just disagree what qualifies here for shame. And here, just by way of background, I'll just outline the different kinds of shame. So generally speaking, there are three levels of shameless. There's number one, shame hamiyuchad, right, which Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi requires here. And this includes, at the very least, shame havaya, also called shame meforash. And it's likely, I think, though, that l'shitas Rambam, that also includes, the shame hamiyuchad also includes shame anus, which is also called the Kino L'Shem HaMufurash, or Shem HaMufurash Kriyaso. And the reason I say that is because regarding Mikal HaShem, regarding Birchas HaShem, so the Gemara here, actually in Shavuos on Lamed Vav, says that L'Das HaChamim, I mean, it's pretty much explicit in the Mishnah, L'Das HaChamim in the Mishnah, so your Chayiv Skila, Megadiv is Chayiv Skila, your Chayiv Skila for Kilas HaShem, only if you use Shem HaMiyuchad. The Azhara is Lavdavka, but the Chayiv Skila, at the very least, is limited to Shem HaMiyuchad. And when the Rambam paskins that in Chos Avodas Kachav and Perek Beis, so he says, he cites two deos about it, but he himself paskins like the second one he cites, which is that that includes not only Shem Havaya, but also Shem Anus. Okay, so the Rambam, it seems, has Shem Anus in the same level, for most things at least, as Shem Havaya. So for the Rambam, likely, when Ryuchanin Bar Idi here says he thinks that you need Shem HaMiyuchad for Shavuos HaDayanim, probably that as well. Then you have the second level of Shemos, which are generally, I think most precisely, referred to them simply the Shemos She'enu Nechakim. That's the name that you can always bank on. The Shemos She'enu Nechakim. And what this refers to is the Gemara here on Lamed Hay, discusses the Isser of Mechikas Hashem from Lo Sasun Ken LaShem Okechem, right? Which, among other things, forbids being mochek shame. So the Gemara says that forbids shiva shemos. Those shemos include the shame ha miyuchad and the shame ha mivorash, or I should say shame anus and shame avaya, but there are several others, like shakai, tzvakos, elokim, etc. That's the second level of shemos. Sometimes those are referred to in the Rambam at the very least, sometimes even in the Gemara maybe, as kinuyim, but the general way to refer to those is shemos and nechakim. Then you have the third level of shemos and nechakim. I'm sorry, the third level of shame, which are the shemos hanechakim, which are often called, and this is how they're called in our sugya, kinuyim, nicknames. The Rambam describes those in Hilchos Zevut HaTorah as shara kinuyim shem shapchin behen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are qualities, names of qualities of the mikra, psukim attribute to the Rabbanu Shalom, in which he alone fully personifies like Gadol, Gibor, Novra, Rach, and Chanan. So those are the third level shame. We'll have somewhat of a We'll come back to a little bit the status of those. But in our context, coming back to our context, so the second possibility is that the Rabbanon agree that you need shame, but they don't think, they think that you can even do with kinui. Right? These third level shemos are sufficient, raf and chanan, etc. That's fine as well. So that's one question that's unclear. The other thing that requires our attention is shame in other contexts of shuah, shame in other mine shuahs and other dine shuah, right? Aside from shuah sadayan. So regarding shuah sa'edus, it turns out in the Gemara, right? The Gemara says in Lamed Hei that that's actually the original context of this machlokes, right? The original context of this machlokes was shuah sa'edus, right? The, it relates to the mission there, which seems to refer to shame and requiring shame. And the Gemara ends up quoting in this, in that context, machlokes, Rabbi Chanina bar Idi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Chanina bar Idi held that you need shem yuchad originally, right? His original context was in the context of shuah sa'edus. And the Rabbanan disagree. Again, we don't know. They disagree with the requirement for any kind of shame or just that the, you need shem yuchad. But beyond that, beyond shuah sa'edus at least, the Gemara isn't explicit. So that's our topic. Shem b'shuah. We want to outline, we want to look into the need for us karas shem b'shuahs shonos, right? In different mine shuahs and different dine shuahs. Is shame ever necessary for shuah? If it is, for which kinds? For which implications? Which dinim? So that's what we'll discuss now. And first, let's outline the major shittos in Rishonim, and then we'll have occasion to analyze them. All right. So first, just I think we can count, we can delineate six shittos for Rishonim, which can be grouped into really three categories. Are you ready?
It's not bad, right?
Right, so let's say the first are the two extremes, right? The first, the two extremes. I don't have an eraser, right? So number one, yeah, I'm using my hand. So number one, we have the first possibility, which is that, which I'm trying to say, which is that all shvuas require as far as shame. All kinds of shuas, all dine shuas, require shame. Now, in this, within this group, right? So, just as a, an example, we find this in Dermigash. Right, Dermigash says, right, that shvua shvuas Allah beli shame or bekino la shvua yikal. So he gives not only it sounds like a sheet about what requires, but why, and we'll come back to that. But just in terms of the scope of the sheet, when we say that all. So here I think there are two, there are two groups or two possibilities within this category. Number one, right, or A, let's say, those who say shuto kemashma. Literally, there's no din requiring a shvua, depends on shvua that is chal unless there's shame in that shvua. No exceptions. This we'll see ultimately. It's not so, there's perhaps some rishonim that imply this, but it's black on white. In the Nosei Kelim on the tour, in particular the Maharshal cited by the Drisha, which is Talmuba, and the Bach, that hold that there are no exceptions to this. Every din requires shame. Okay? We'll see inside when we get there that I think it is possible that the language of several Rishonim does imply that. But as far as I know, the only explicit, I mean, they think that this is explicitly the Torah. This is how they understand the Torah's sheet of the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, the Torah quotes two days of this question. The second one, which is real impressive, the Yesh Omrim she'ena shvua elom kei nishba b'shem obechem nekinuyim. So they think that means there's nothing that, there's no exceptions, no din shvua without it. Alternatively, others, following really the Rambam, take the approach that this is generally true. There's a caveat. There's one exception, and that is legabe shuas bitul haba, for the purpose of creating an issur. You need shame in all shuas. The one exception is that when it comes to a shvua lahaba, let's say shelo eseh, you know, X or Y. So even without shame, says the Rambam, right? You're still going to be still usur b'davar shenishbal. Okay. Again, we're just outlining shittos. We'll come to analyze it later. Okay. So that's And there are Rishonim that follow him, the Riaz and the Kuntras sounds like this as well, as does perhaps in slightly different variation, Mora. This is the Riaz and the Kuntras Riaz. The Mora, Rashi cited in Tevar Machria, also sounds like this. And following the Ram and the Miri also got this position. So that's one extreme, right? That basically all shkos require a sort of shame, no exceptions, or perhaps maybe the one exception of shkos bistoy. Is this good? Relative? Okay. Then we have the other extreme, right? That's the opinion of those who think that in the end, l'fi rabbanan, there's actually no shame required anywhere for anything. Right, this is the position of. Anybody see? Remember? Who says this?
The first one? Or the...
No, this position. The second position that you don't require shame at all, anywhere. L'fi rabbanan, who rejected b'chinin b'ra'idi, so first of all, they think that you don't need any kind of shame. Hold on, they don't think that, right, they disagree not only that you don't need shame on yucha, they don't think you need shame, period. And this is true universally. You don't need it anywhere, for anything. Who says that?
The Ron.
The Ron cites it, but who actually adopts his opinion?
Maybe some? Nobody says.
No. Rabbeinu Tam is an exception? Yeah. Right, the Rashba. The Rashba, and actually before him, Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid's Hachra Achrona, right? This is the Tosas Rid in Nidarim on Yud, which he collects in his, in the Sefer Makriya, which I don't know, what happened to mine. I have it in my. Anybody have a here? So the Rashba thinks that in the end we actually don't require. The Rashba thinks we don't require any kind of shame, he says we reject. He this is how he interprets the Rabbanan, and then he says we just don't require shame ever. L'shitas Rabbanan. Tosas is read as well. In the end of Sefer Makriya, basically comes to this opinion too. You take a look in the pro sheet, right? The Tosas Rid Machra final position here is that. So he thinks that anytime we have, basically there's no din of shvuah that requires shame, le shitasenu that we pass him like the rabbi. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Tosas Rid, the Rashba, as well as the Ra'a that's added, the Ran has it in it, the Ra'a is also this opinion. Then we have the second group. Right, then we have the second group, which we'll call the Mechalkim. Right, there are opinions that hold that for some sugei shvuos or for some dinei shvuos you do require shame, and for some you don't. So here we can group these into three, meaning these are opinions 3, 4, 5. Right, opinion number 3 about this is the first of the Mechalkim, is to say that shame is required for shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'bikadon, for the dinim of shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'bikadon, but nothing else. Dayan and bito, they don't require. This is possibly the Ramban. The Ramban is a little bit ambiguous here, but the Ramban doesn't mention shvuas ha'dayanim. This is the Ramban on our segula, on Lamed Hay. So he doesn't mention shvuas ha'dayanim, and then it's unclear what he means when he says shvuas bitoy. Does he mean shvuas bitoy l'chol dinav, or only certain dinim of shvuas bitoy? But at least on one reading, and this is something which started to machlokas because ultimately the Ramban through the rush came into the tour. But depending on the reading, he could be saying, well, this opinion. Let me just get it. 1 second. Anybody see this? He says. We have the mucker, I have it on the sheet here.
Is
on my
Bubba
Mouth?
What? Yeah, Lamed Hay was the Ramban?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lamed Hay was about Rashi.
What I have the is the
Hardarin.
Mikan Raya is what he says. Mikan Raya, I'll come back to the Raya later. She'en shu avidu et tzrich Hashem lo kinoi. Yeah, she'en shu avidu et tzrich lo Hashem lo kinoi. And this is despite what he thinks is the case that that he doesn't mention Dayanim, but despite what he thinks is true regarding Rabbanim, that they do require for Edus Bikadim. So that's so if he means there what I mean Shudukim Hashmo, there's no Din Shem Yeshua at all, that's what emerges, is that you don't need, you only need it for Edus Bikadim, nothing else.
Mean Dayanim or not?
So he doesn't mention Dayanim.
Isn't Bikadim a form of Dayanim?
What?
Isn't Bikadim possibly a form of Dayanim?
But for the Dinim of Shuas Bikadim, that's it, right? That's different than even though if you even though you be no the Shuas for Shuas of Dayanim, let's say be Yotze or Chiyuv, possibly to fulfill the mitzvah, but to be Yotze the Chiyuv so that you could be Zocha B'din, right? That's what the, you know, generally speaking, that's what we mean when we say Shuas of Dayanim. For the purpose of Shuas of Dayanim, you're Yotze. We need you to take a Shuah in order to win, right? So then we would require you to take a Shuah. So in terms of you might be able to on this review, you would say you don't need to say shame. It actually might be preferable for you. You don't need to say shame. You'd be yotzei your shuas l'yanim, and you wouldn't be subject to chiyuv mishu shuas bikadim, because as every shuas l'yanim is potentially subject to being chayav as a shuas bikadim. The question is, does it answer the criterion of shuas bikadim? So if you hold it, you require shame shuas bikadim, but lav dafka, let's say anywhere else, say shuas edus and bikadim, lav dafka anywhere else. So then you would say. Then you would say that in such a case, so as far as your chiyuv, as far as your requirement to take shuas b'shuas l'yanim, you're fine, right? Because you don't need shame. As far as it being mechayev as a shuas b'gadon, it wouldn't. Okay. Okay. So that's one possibility. Again, the Ramban is somewhat he doesn't really canvas the whole picture, but he does seem like he's saying that l'fi Rabbanon. So Bikadon and Edus, yes, and nothing else, or at least Bitu doesn't count. It's not so clear. Okay. B doesn't require. That's one possibility. And I mean, it is a possibility. Whether or not the Ramban is saying that is unclear, but it is a possibility. Then the next possible approach is what seems to emerge from a couple of Rishonim, which is that only Dayanim does. Only require shame for Shuas L'yanim. This seems to be what emerges from the Ritva. The Ritva in Nedarim, so he thinks, at first he sounds like he's like the Rashba, exactly like the Rashba, and tells the Ritva, you don't require shame at all, but then at the end, he does think the Sigya, like some Rishonim held, that the Sigya, that our Gemara, right here, Lan Chesen Beis, so he does think that this implies you need shame and shuas l'yanim. Okay, there are some rishonim, the Rambam tells us in Nedarim, for instance, who thought that this was compelling because the Gemara says bikino, right? And if you hold like the Rabbanan who say what? Say you only need kinoi. So it sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. It sounds like you do need kinoi for the Rabbanan in shuas l'yanim. Other rishonim rejected that. The rishonim held that you don't need it at all. They thought no, it's just that either ladako or it's because you say Belokei Hashemayim, who held that if you say something other than
Aretz.
Yeah, it's like if you say B'Shemayim Ba'aretz, so that will ruin the Shua, that will undermine the Shua, even though you don't need shame, but you can postulate it by saying that. So for that purpose, it needs to be that it's considered at least a kinoi, and it is, so that's fine. But you don't need it. That's how they interpret it. But either way, there are some Rishonim who felt that this was compelling. And the Ritva, it turns out, seems like he's one of them. So even though he thinks, essentially, at first, Shvulo by Shem Lefi Rabbanon, he then says, if you skip a paragraph, he then says Shvus Dayanim, though, does. He gives an explanation for it. We'll come back to that. But he acknowledges that that would be something that would require. The other place you find this opinion, is the Rashba's interpretation of the Rima Gash. Okay, yeah. So the Rashba says here on quoted in the course on Lamed Hayim Beis, that he quotes the Rinugash who disagrees with him. He says, well, Kashli the Dibre Hare Levi, Kapasuk the Azgo Shain Shuva Belashain, Vilkinui. And then he asks the crucial question, which everybody is bothered by about this. And then he reinterprets the Rinugash, something which I don't understand how he came to this, but he says, Veshema Kavanas Arav Lamar Dafka Bishwasa Digan. Maybe that was what he meant. Dafka Bishwasa Digan. It's not, I mean, I don't think it's possible to take it that way, but the Rashba himself is saying, you know, B'dochak, I don't think he could have meant what he sounds like he's saying, so therefore I have to reinterpret him. Maybe what he means is Dafka Mishwasa Dehan. So that is, in fact, it seems like the opinion of the Ritva. The Rashba attributes that to the Rimigash as well. Okay, so that's opinion. Now it gets hard. That's opinion number four. And then finally we have. This one we call 5A and 5B because they're slightly different and they're both attributed to the same person. The opinion of the Ravid. Right? This opinion would say that this opinion holds that Dayanim do not require. Eidus of Bikadim do. And then with regard to Shuas Bitoy, there's a chiluk between the dinim. Right? And here there are two main versions of this that are both cited either by the Ravid or attributed to him. One possibility is that the only thing which requires in Bitoy, the only thing which requires Haskar Shem for Shavuos Bitoy, is the Din Malkus for Shavuos Sheker, the Sha'avar. Didn't we notice that?
The
Ramban cites as the Ran, right? This is cited in Men Rishonim, they add this one word in, and I'm not sure if they're adding in as different Girsa or I think as interpretation, because it seems there's a lot of compelling reason to assume that you want to have that word in there. We'll come back to that when we analyze it. That dafka l'sha'avar, so you need malkos, to get malkos, right? The din of shuas bitu, in other words, applies for korban, regardless of whether or not you shame. For malkos, according to these rishonim, so then, right, and definitely for the iser as well, right? He certainly agrees to the Rambam, that you definitely need it for the iser too. The question is, what about violating it in Malkus? If I do a bit bemazed, do I get Malkus? So there says the Ravid, according to these Yishonim, it depends. If it's the Haba, right? If it's a Shvua Shelo Ochal Veochel, so then you get Malkus even without Shem. If it's a Dafka, if it's L'Sha'avar, if it's a Shvua She'achalti or Shvua Shelo Achalti, so for that din alone, to get Malkus for that, you need to have Shem. That's the way the Ravid is cited in the Rishonim. Here and elsewhere as well. Whereas, if you look at the Ravid in the Rambam, the way we have him, he actually doesn't say l'sha'avar, which would then mean that what he writes, that the chiluk here would be between within shvuas bitoy, between the din of the chalos hashvuah as an iser, right, and the din of korban versus malkus. Malkus, whether it's a shvuah l'sha'avar, chati lo chati, right. Or a Shavuos L'Haba, even a Shavuos L'Haba requires, to get Malkus for it, you require Shem. Okay? So that's the opinion of the Ravid. I'm not going to write it down. Right? We get two versions of the Ravid, right? Again, the crucial distinct dividing line for the Ravid, Dayan don't require, because on an Eidus do. And then for Bitoy, there's a Chiluk. Either the Chiluk is between Malkus, let's just put the second one I said first, right? Either the Chiluk is between Malkus versus everything else, or it's more subtle than that. It's Malkus specifically for the case of Shavuos L'Sha'avar. In that case, you need Malkus, you need a shame. For everything else, not. Okay. Then finally, the third sheet that I would say is just sort of an outlier, and that's the one that somebody here mentioned, namely Rina Tam. Rina Tam held, all right, that the chiluk is not between kinds of Shavuos or dinei Shavuos, but rather the methods of the Maisa HaShua. How is it that you're doing the Shavuos? If it's Mipi Acher, he says, what? So then you need shame. If it's Mipi Atzmo, then not. Now here, it's clear, I think, that when he says this, what does he mean by Mipi Acher? Answering Amen. Because he applies this, obviously, to Shavuos Bitoy, and Shavuos Bitoy, and this is the Ron and Adarim had this problem with him, right? What are you talking about? Shavuos Mipi Acher, if it's Shavuos Bitoy, the Mishnah says, there's no chiyuv for Shavuos Bitoy Mipi Acher. So I think the answer is obvious, which is that he means to include Shavuos Aide, Shavuos as Shavuos Bichem, Shavuos Aide Anias Amin. We've seen this before, not maybe not a coincidence, right? In the case of Tosos here on Lamechus and Beis regarding Nikita Stavitz, where the Tosos had wondered, why not? Why don't we find Nikita Stavitz in other contexts but Mushma Piacherim when he mentions Bidui? We explain then, right, if you remember, that probably what he means by Piacherim as it applies to his Bidui is Shua Idea Nias Amin. Right? Now, why didn't Iran have a problem with that? Because he says, after all, Amin Kimotse Shuba Mipita means Kinishma Mipiasko. What we explained at the time was that's the final result, is that it has a chalosh shvu mipiasma. But the method of coming to that is via somebody else's thrusting a shvu upon you. Now, what you do with that shvu depends on if you say amen or not. What happens to that shvu? How do you relate to that shvu in the end? But the process by which that comes about is simply still a thrusting of a shvu upon somebody else. And for the technique of doing that, regardless of the final chalos adin, there could be certain halachas that are unique to just the technique, right? So that would be maybe Nikita's Chavetz, and maybe as well, shame. We'll come back to that. Note that, just can't help myself from just mentioning this now, if you take Rabbeinu Tam, Shita, over there in Nedarim, and Tosfos here in Lamechus and Beis, you can unite the opinions, right, that held that it's a shvua, but you can understand Tosfos on Lamechus and Beis regarding Nikita's Chavetz is a dimbe shvua b'shem. Right, we had mentioned one of the third possibility regarding shvuas nikdeschevitz is that it's required to define it as a shvua b'shem, right? And generally speaking, we had thought of this as being something which isn't what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos doesn't mention anything about shame, but he only mentions hashpa, and he thinks it should be something required in all contexts of shvua. If you think that shame is required for all contexts of hashpa, so then you can understand, maybe, right, nikdeschevitz is a din, the shame, so therefore, Tosfos is bothered to have it in time, in the back of their minds when they're asking, I don't understand, this is a din, the shvua b'shem, right? Shvua b'shem, and you can't have ashpa, we'll come back to this point, but just assuming it, you can't have ashpa without shame. Nikdeschevitz is a din in making it a shvua b'shem. How can it be that we only find it in the context of shvua s'dayan, and what about all the other cases of mishpura? That would unite these two, really the Tosos with the Shvua B'Shem. It doesn't address what the Svara is for saying this is Dimbashwa, that will come back.
He wouldn't agree with Piazzo, and Lamech Ches would agree with Piazzo for Edus, Piacherim for Edus, Piacherim for
the Tosos. Think in principle it should. They leave it as a Sarafian, right?
Right, but they don't think that it would, though. They say it should. They don't think
it would. They think the evidence suggests that it does not, but they don't understand it. So in other words, the way they understand the legal principles at play, it does apply there. That's why they leave with the Tzarachim. We discussed, even though you don't die from a kasha, it helps to solve it if you can. We discussed possibilities in terms of maybe trying to navigate how they could have understood even this approach, even the maskana, right? The second one, like the final one, was retreating from it a little bit. That was 1C, right? We had some approaches for 1B. From suggestions for 1B that maintaining the full understanding of it, maybe you don't need a shua in certain contexts. But I'm not sure. Meaning, I'm talking about the conceptually where Tosfos was coming from. Why they're bothered?
The question.
Yeah. Which is what they leave it with. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Tosfos says, I don't know. Why don't say you don't need it? I don't understand why. Right. So just trying to understand what they were thinking. Okay. Alright, so that's the outline, right? We got six shitos here. Is it right if I don't write? I can't write on the bottom because I don't understand why they have boards that go down to here. Who's writing one? But I've already made my opinion noted in my class that I think they should have boards a little bit higher and then put stepping stools. This way everybody can write, right? You don't have to start. Once you get to around here, I mean, for me, it's like over here. Right? It's already kind of. But for everybody else, it's probably like around here. Boards go down to here. Okay. Let me just show you to see. You'll navigate the problem on your own. All right. So those are the six shitos, right? As I say, you can break them down into three categories. All right. So now let's analyze these opinions one by one. All right. So first, let's look to the shita. Those who require shame for all contexts of shua. Here, what we're interested is what the makor is, what's the character of this din. If there's an exception, why? And how, and if there's not, why and how as well. Regarding just first coming to the most significant issue of the character of this din. So here there are, I think, two ways to explain. One which is explicit in several Rishonim, the other one is a possibility. The one which is explicit in several Rishonim is that what is it? What is the reason that you need shame in Shavuot? The simplest thing to say, which is, but if it's Kedel Ayim, is that something that you would? So that I think is a very likely and compelling. I don't think it's the only one, but I think it's a very likely compelling svara. If you think the only place we need it is Shavuot Adayim, or if you want to just explain Shavuot Adayim is requiring it, it's possible to say that. So let's just say it this way. I think it's possible that'll go in the second, a second approach to analyzing this shita. That maybe there's local reasons for each. In which case, probably the leading candidate for why you need it in Shavuot Adayim would be Iyum. Who says that?
Ritva
says that, yeah. When he goes on to discuss, right, the Ritva who goes on to discuss why you need it, for him, the two of them coalesce around the same point. Yeah. I saw another hand up.
The answer is that that's just what a shul is.
That is simply a defining feature, a defining component of the legal institution of shul. Shvua doesn't just simply mean the word swearing. It's a legal category. It's a legal institution. It's a legal act. And it's a legal act, which by definition requires, let's say, shame plus, so for now, shame plus a lashon of shvua. Right? Some kind of lashon of connoting swearing. Those are two components that are just defining what is a shvua. And therefore, whenever you have shvua, right, this is the explanation, whenever you have shvua, it must be that you're requiring shame. It must be that there's shame there, because otherwise it's not a shvua. You said shvua, right? So that means there's shame there. This is the way that several Rishonim explicitly define it. The one I read before, we explicitly explain it. Right? The Rimagash is an example, right? Shvua or shvua salah, beli shame or bekinoi. So not just that you need it, you need the shame. He says, lav shvua ikal. It's just not a shvua. Right? So defining the ikar lashon a shvua, defining what are the components of a legal act of taking a shvua, so one of them is, really, one of two is, it has to be mask your shame. Right? This is other Rishonim as well, that basically say the same thing, beli shame, it's just not a shvua. Okay? That's one way to explain it. Now the Ron who also prefers this, right, suggests this idea in terms of explaining why it is that there's a din of haskar shame for shuos in general always. He ties it to the makor ledato. All right, what is the source lerabanan for those who think that you do need shuah in all cases? What's the makor for it? So here there are two that are explicit in Rishon that. That put forth the makor. One is actually Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid essentially adopts the Mechilta. Right? The Mechilta, although it's not exactly the context of Mechilta suggesting it, but the Mechilta says, what was the original, how did this come about that we know that Shavuos are B'Shem? Shavuos Hashem Tiyev B'Shem. So it started with Shavuos L'Dayanim. That's what Shavuos Hashem means. It means a Shavua B'Shem. And that's a kind of a binyanav. It's just a general, that's the paradigm of what a shvua is. So mikan l'kol shvua. So that's explicitly right. The mechilta de Bishmal, right? Shvua shem diyan bin shnayim biyudhei. So we'll come back to that in a second. Mikan atadam l'kol shvua b'Torah. Hoyel b'nemer l'kol shvua b'Torah. Stam period l'cha hakasub be'echas mehen she'ena ela biyudhei. Mikan l'kol shvua b'Torah she'ena ela biyudhei. Now this mechilta de Bishmal, in suggesting that as the makor, also, though, seems to be presenting it as in accordance with which opinion? Rabbi Chanina bar Yehudi. And he doesn't just say shame or kino, it says specifically Yudhei. And the truth is that actually is possibly consistent with Rabbi Chanina bar Yehudi in the Bavli, depending on the question that Rishon debate in, I gave the Maror Makom for it. What does it mean when the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina bar Yehudi says, in explaining his opinion, my shavu b'shem, avlosi shavu b'shem. So, what is that my shavu b'shem? So, probably the simplest explanation, just looking at it from before, is what the Menachanan says in the Chachmei Svarah Adat, which is, what is the shavu b'shem referring to? Sota, hashpasa kohen in sota, which is itain Hashem, etc. But Rashi and Meiri and others, they interpret that. And clearly also the Rambam, by the way, because the Rambam cites Ma'ishav B'Shem as referring to Shavuos HaDayanim in the context of the mitzvah. That what does it mean when it says Ma'aseh B'Shem? It means Shavuos HaDayanim. Just like you have a mitzvah to be Nishba B'Shem, so too. So Rashi says what that's referring to is Shavuos HaDayanim. And Rashi actually even quotes specifically Shavuos HaShem Tiyev in Shneim. That's what it means, Ma'aseh B'Shem, Av Lo Seshev B'Shem. So that actually works perfectly. Right? This is, Mechilta is exactly what Rabbi Chanan Bar Idi is presenting. He's saying, the Pasuk says regarding Shavuos HaDayanim, Ma'aseh Yishav B'Shem, Shavuos HaShem Tiyev in Shneim. So that makes sense. That's what we should say for all Shavuos. What the Tosafot Reb does though is assume that this is true for the Rabbanan, and the truth is that it's actually easier for the Rabbanan, because whatever you interpret that Gemara to mean when it says Ma'aseh B'Shem, the Rabbanan reject the Rabbi Chanan Bar Idi. So we're left with sort of a tabula rasa, right? What is then their shita? Do they need a shem? Just think Bikinoi. If they do, what's the makor? None of that is spoken to in the Gemara. Which is where the Tosafot Reb says, you know what, they actually accept this idea that you can use Shavuos HaShem means you need shame, and it actually is the model for all Shavuos. They just don't think it means Shem Yuchad. They think it also is not limited to, they think it's not limited to Shem Yud Hei. That they don't agree with, but that actually is what they believe is the paradigm of Shua. It has to be B'Shem O Kinoi, and they think that that's the, therefore expand, that is extended to all anytime we have Shua. So who says this? The same Rav Priya. The Rav says this explicitly when he's outlining his initial Shita, right? As his grandson says, the opinion of Mori Zekni HaRav B'Tchilasa. He says that right, that you notice it, he doesn't like, you know, highlight it, but it just comes up if you notice it quickly. He says Right there. So that is in fact the marker suggested by, hold on one sec, yeah, by the Tosafot Reb. But the Ran says otherwise. The Ran says, you know what, we actually don't have a marker. He doesn't fill in the space with, you know, retrofitting sort of the mechilta to fit Shita's Rabbanan. He says, you know what, we actually don't have in the end an explicit makor that requires, you know, a din of shame. But that's exactly the point. This is what the Ran thinks. He thinks that actually underscores the reason for the halacha is, you know, ra'oi for the din is ra'oi to the makor, because the reason for this din is that it's simply a defining component. It's not a din that Shua here needs shame. It's just simply, what does it mean when it says Shua? What is a Shua? So he says, because of that, because that's the nature of this halacha, so therefore, you don't need a makor. That's the whole point. It doesn't really, it's not specifically said anywhere that you need shame, because it's just implied, when it says Shua, that means b'shem. Right, this is essentially the Ron's point, where he says, Tochach mashma, I'm sorry, he says, he doesn't simply, you know, fill the void with the mechilta's makor. He says, right, so why is then why is it? So if you don't have muppers, then all right. So why? So the time of the mills bechulu, the igar shvua ki ksiva b'shem ksiva. He just lived also shvuvish meshaker. He nami the sishem lechalashav. El de ravanan savri duodim nami the kinoi. Back to that afterwards, right? Aba b'lo shem b'lo kinoi in lanu lo lamachus lo korban, etc. So in other words, what he's saying is that there is no explicit makor that you need shame. It's just that you can see from the psukim already that what is a shvua? A shvua that by definition is b'shem. He's not quoting it as a makor that you need shvua shame in, you know, to be violate the sister. He's saying that's just what clearly what a shvua is b'shem. And inasmuch as that's so, the Rabbanan said we don't have the din that you have. We don't have any drushes like you that would require shame hamiyuchad. We just think you just need shame or kinoi. Why? Because that's just what a shua is. And therefore, it's not that there's a specific limud saying you need a shame here, it's just that's what the definition of shua is. Look at the psukim. Everybody follow? Yeah.
Where did Tosos read that he said that Shvas Hashem Tiavich and but based on the Chota was the muckers? So how did the Rabbanan say that Hashem, presumably Yukevake, doesn't mean Shem
Amidah? Well, for now, just for the sake of the sugya, let's say Shem Avadah.
Okay,
I'm just meaning because I had to remind myself also because
fine. So I'm saying how did the Rabbanan meaning? How do they say, if that's the
mucker,
then how can the
Rabban
community
do
say, like, lavdafka?
It just means... So the Rabban actually... he doesn't say the Tosa Rid. I'll come back to that. I think it is possible to say lavdafka.
Hashem is just a generic...
It's just one Shem Hashem, yeah. I mean, it is one of many Shemos, right. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean lavdafka Shem
Amir. Right. Meaning... And that's an interesting question. What would be the default if it just says Shem Miuchad?
Right.
So the truth is, if you actually... we'll come back to this, maybe. But there are contexts where you do need Shem Miuchad, dinim that require Shem Miuchad. Just as an example... Shem Avai
or Shem
Miuchad? Shem Avai. Yeah, for the Rambam, they're the same. You're saying for the Rambam... I mean for other Rishonim, it's the same. Same for the Rambam.
Right.
Yeah, Shem Avaya. And that's actually part of the point here is that's usually in contexts which require some sort of Kriya. Let's say, as an example, Berchus Kohanim, B'mikdash... Mikdash begulin is b'shem admus k'sivasa, but b'mikdash v'chus kohanim is b'shem meforish, right? B'shem avaya. That's because usually I think it's because you're talking about a mitzvah kriya. So with the pasuk, you're just supposed to read the pasuk, right? So then you need to say what's in the pasuk. Avaya is what's in the pasuk. But if you just mention shame as not as a mitzvah to read this or recite this, but I mean there are other examples of this. But most of the dinim that require specifically shuas bidu, the way we pass shuas shem yuchad, the way we pass in our dinim kriya, I have to say they're all without exception. What?
What about like by megadif?
Megadif not, but megadif we have a special makor. The gemar darshins that it specifically to tell you right because we have the din, and then we have an additional drasha that says dafka shem yuchad. Below Shar Shemus. So the default was, it would seem, if I recall correctly, I had to look it up again. Either way, it's a good question. What is, if it just says Shem Yuchad, so then do we assume that that's Dafka Shem Yuchad? Or do we assume that, unless we know otherwise, it isn't Dafka Shem Yuchad? So that's part of that question. It's a good question. The Tosas Rid could very well just say, we don't assume, maybe it's a general principle, maybe it's just here, we don't assume that it's Dafka that shame. That's Shem Yuchad is a unique shame, but unless we know, unless we're told that it has to be that, so then we don't think that. And that could be part of the Machlokes. But actually, if you take a look at the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran actually cites a drasha, and it's interesting, and I noticed this, and then I was happy to see the when I looked in the Kovitz, I noticed this, and then I was happy to see Ma'adir says this. And I think he's absolutely right. He says that he thinks this is what the Ran is talking about. The Ran here is referring to, what is this drasha he says? And he says that Elder Banan Savri Dehudin knows he reads all the psukim. Everything is always Shvua b'shem. Shame. This is a shame. So obviously Shvua is by definition b'shem. But now the Rambam was cognizant of the problem that Asher was saying, which is that isn't it true that in all these cases it's b'shem havaya? So you could have said, well, yeah, but that's not a dafka point. Right? It just happens to be that's the shame that's written. But actually the Rambam was sensitive to it and he felt no. Rabbanan think with Huadin the Kinoi. Why? Because k'dichse v'chilata Hashem Elokecha, v'chilata Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? So here, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's referring to what the this must be some makor kadum. I don't know. The Ran was not such a. This is a general thing, but the Rivash cites the name of the Ran. He pushed against a little bit the Ramban's involvement in Kabbalah. Yeah, he thought that he said something like Yosem Yidai. Hemin be chachmai or something like that. Imal al shakasu yeshalama. That's that. Critiquing the Ramban, but he thought that the Ramban was too much into Kabbalah. So I don't know exactly. So it happens to be interesting, therefore, that it's the Ran that's citing this. But the Ramban quotes this is one of the new makoros, the Aron makoros, right? The Ramban quotes Rashi actually quotes the Bryce and Taurus Kohanim that when it says. You have the Bryce and Taurus
Kohanim?
No, the Ramban. Here, I have it. This doesn't appear at the Babli at all.
It's Ramban Chumash.
But the Rashi, yes, the Ramban Chumash, you have the Rashi, there quotes the Bryce and the Sifra. לוסי שבו בשביל השגר מה תמל אומר לפי שנאמר לוסי זה השם לוקח לשב שיוכל אין לי חייבים אלא השם מיוחד מניין לרבוס אז כל הכינויים תמל אומר בשמי כל שם שיש לי. So the Gemara wanted to say lo sita shem elokecha, that refers specifically to shem miyuchad. This doesn't appear in the Bavli, as you know, this would be relevant presumably for Bechina Bar-Idi, but it's not mentioned anywhere in the Bavli. But we and it would also be relevant for Rabbanan, it's Abdafka. In the context of here, it's talking about Shuashek and Shuashav. Nobody mentions it except for on Chumash, which we'll see in a second. But the Gemara, but the Brisa says, but how do we know that it's not so that Dafka be shem Havaya, Minayin Rabbis called Kinuyin, Tamlon Bishmi, Koshim Shayeshim. Koshim Shayeshim. I think the Rabban was a little bit bothered by how does Bishmi tell you that? I mean, it could be just a Joshua, a Revoy. The Rabban had a different idea, and I wish I could explain it to you, but I can't. What? He says, Alderach Emes, so that's usually when you say, all right, you can look at it, but don't scan it with the eyes, but don't pronounce it. Right. Well, the Ramban himself said that in the beginning of his Avdalos, is that when that's like the final thing he wanted to leave you with from his marvelous Hakdama. He says, let me just leave off the warning: if you don't know Kabbalah, if you haven't received it from a Rebbe, so don't just skip those paragraphs. I mean, it's clear he didn't mean it to be like understood. He was writing for scholars of Kabbalah. He doesn't explain anything. He doesn't even less than he usually does. Kind of just leaves it cryptic. But in the... Anybody have the Ramban al-Torah? So in the Ramban al-Torah, he says, he quotes, right, Rashi quotes this Brisa which we just saw. He says, this is Rashi from the Brisa. V'al-derech ha-emes, we know it's kol ha-kinuyim from v'chilat ha-shem lo-kecha, and he talks about something being in this rabbi, l'chol ha-kinuyim. I don't understand it. He doesn't explain it. But it's interesting, I think that's what the Ron is getting at. He's saying that's like a binyanav, just as a general point, not just for this din, but as a general point, right? That's what we're talking about when you say shem is lav dafka, shem yuchad is also, unless you know otherwise, is kol kinuyim from michalat shem gecha. So this is what the Mahadir there says. It says, when perish from banal Torah, shem yuchad perish. Oh, he actually quotes the Ramban. Kasa b'zeh lashon, aderech emes lo si shavu b'shmi, hu shem yuchad. Michalat shem gecha, Hu ha Elokim shemimenu nizrabu kol hakinuyim. Right, that's my feeling also. Like, what does that mean? So he doesn't explain, but he says the nearly the davar barer, and I think he's right. Shelazen is kavin Rabbeinu Kan. The Ran is referring to this, either Besora or Chiddush or the Ramban al derech Kabbalah. That this is how we know that it's lav dafka shemiyufa. It's a general point. Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like what he's saying. I think like a gun shot. Like what he's saying is just like. That shame is like the generic shame that includes all of the shame. But why that should be so is, I don't know, whatever it is.
I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
It's rather yeah. Shame,
in Kabbalah, he nikabel.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know what the... Maybe you're... Yeah, maybe. I mean, the Ramban, typically, if it's like not difficult to understand without a Rebbe, he would just say, this is what it means. Yeah. Or Lefi Pshuto Shemekra. Which is the Ramban, Derech HaEmes, so that means... There's something subterranean going on here, but yeah, that, it could be that on a pshuto level of the Ramban's derech, derech emes. Maybe that's the justification for Ramban quoting. All right, so that's just in terms of the mugger. Okay, we'll come back when we'll stop now. Come back maybe another day. What do you guys think? I have to give share now.